לשון השולחן ערוך סימן טוב ריש עין א', לשון השולחן ערוך צריך להיזהר מאוד בהדלקת נרות חנוכה. זה ספיישל הלכה, צריך להיזהר מאוד בהדלקת נרות חנוכה. So we're going to learn what is the halacha of tzorich lihizoyer me'oid. What is the me'oid? Halacha of me'oid, yeah. Doshna Rambam, chavivo yi mitzvah schanike ad me'oid. Schanike is a din of me'oid. It doesn't say in any different halacha of tzorich lihizoyer me'oid. So we want to keep to mekayim the halacha of tzorich lihizoyer me'oid. So we'll see, is chumres, is hidurim, is mehadrin, mina mehadrin, mina mehadrin. We'll start keseida. And the Sharitshuve, and Simen Tov Reisha in Gimel Sivkot Nches, he brings down B'Shem Sefer Chesed Le'Avrom, Sheklipei Beitzim, Uptzolim Ein Madlikim Be'en. Bachar doesn't have money. He wants to take an eggshell, you know, you make a little hole, you pour out the egg, you put oil. It's very original. So, klipei beitzim uptzolim, you take an onion, you just peel out the inside. Ein madlikim b'em. Now, he doesn't write down why. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a chesed with a sefer chesed le'Avrom. And in the sefer HaZikoron for Rav Hutner, they found the Ksav Yad. And he says, because it's a din keili. You have to light in a keili. And a ptsolim, klipe beitzim, doesn't have a din keili. Why I need a keili? Zeichel to the menorah of Beis HaMikdash, I was in a keili. He says, the feed that he has a teretz. The Gemara says, Zoyer b'ner, Rabbe lebonim talmidei chachomim. Why it doesn't happen? Teretz says, no, not madlik b'keili. This is the reason it's not happening. So a lot of people attack a makmid to be makmid bekeili. Rav Shteyman Tainez that it's only a chumra. It can't be that this halacha. First the Mishnah Berurah never brought the chesed le'Avrom. The Mishnah Berurah was after the Shari Tshuva. The Mishnah Berurah is a very big melaket. If he doesn't bring it, it's a shtikel hashmot. But he has a raya. The Mishnah Berurah says, first the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down. One raya for Rav Shteyman. Second raya is on Rav Shteyman. The Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to light with candles. Candle is not a keili. Rav Shteyman is noicher. Maybe candle has a chashivus. It's a candle. Klipe goizim, klipe beizim doesn't have a chashivus. So avada it's not me'akev, but the machmirim are makpi to have a keili for the adlokas neiris chanukah. Kumre Moshe Sternbuch says, look, today everyone lights in a keili. So why again? Azoyu b'ner av lebonim tamir chachomim. So why it's not happening today? So Rav Moshe Sternbuch written down a tshuva. I was in Bocher and Polovich when it came out. He claims that today no one is yotze the din keili. Why? Everyone lies with his glasses. He said, take out the glass, try to put it to stand, it will smash, right? It's like a little bit circular in the bottom. As Aloch in Hichas Netilas Yudayim, that kli she'ein yochel am b'mifnei atzma, it doesn't have a din keili. So some people are talking a machmir. This is what you write down. Some of the glasses are flat at the bottom. You know, you go, you check it. You know, you break up on the store. So you get the ones that stand, but they could stand without. But it's very shvav. Even the ones that stand, if you put full oil, but not cloud, they fall. Yeah, only if they're very. If you have the schnapps cups, then you don't have a problem. But yeah. So I remember when I was then when it came out, I was learning. I was part of which I was chavus with Rabbi Povalsky. So I came and we were learning the Indian. And we didn't start much Sternbuch, because in Hichas Netilas Yadayim state that a keili that can't stand on his own is not a keili. But if it's made to stand inside of a other keili, Moshe Teis says Menoches, the Menekiris and the Lechem Aponim in the Shulchan, like half straws. So the Teis says it has a din keili because it's also to stand inside the table. Teis Menoches. So Nazei Shtek Hichas Netilas Yadayim. So l'chud, these glasses are made to stand inside a keili. So we send a letter to Rav Moshe Sternbuch. But instead of answering us, he told us to go to his son, and Bnei Brak Diri has a tshuva to answer it. I never got it. So, Lemaiseh, it's a chumre be'alme, so the whole tin of the keli is a chumre. About these glasses inside the menorah, I think you could rely. Now, there's another zach that they sell today, something that is called ner light. For the lazy people, you just. Now we'll see later, it's a big problem because it doesn't have enough oil. We'll learn the halachas of the oil. We'll see it's very schwach, the amount of oil. Even that I saw that this year it's a new vision of it, a bit better. I'm not, it's the hechsher of the badatz. I'm saying, behele the hechsher of the badatz. Yeah, hechsher of the badatz, I'm going to write to what side. But the hechsher, so people wanted to say that could be it's not good because Lemoshel, the Rebbe Shifayin paskins that a keli that is made for one time doesn't need a tefillas keli, because it doesn't have a shem keli. So b'meile, they say it doesn't have a shem keli, because it's disposable. So it doesn't have a shem keli. So you have to know, people that do kiddush in a plastic cup, they don't have to be choishish then, because they hold that a plastic cup is roi. Give this plastic up, people say the mice, some people use it twice. Rav Shteyman says that could be it's better because it's made specially for Chanukah, it has the chashivus. Same svar he says in the candle, has a chashivus, but the same kind of answer. Even the belumnus is very shvel because the din keli is doing the Beis Hamikdash. But the mice is most of them, you put some of them, you really, the real lazy people, they buy the box and they put it inside the box. Most people, they buy it and they put it inside a menorah. So again, it's aimed to use inside a menorah, so that's a shame cleave in the menorah. Shazam Erbach says that it's mutter, it's made to use, it's lekovet, the mice is. Then the mice. Is another zach that people call tea light. Not ner light, tea light. Ner light is the one that you break. Tea light is the one you use Shabbos, your little candles. So, dear Lemaisa, you have a candle, and it also has like a little keli that is inside. So, that is not made special for Hanukkah. It doesn't have the maile. But, dear Lemaisa, it's also a candle. Maybe it's a bit light. We spoke last week that Mi'ikar Adin, you have to light the menorah outside. So let me get to the people that are making the aloha and they're lighting the menorah outside. Kedin in the Gemara. So is a aloha and Shulchan Aruch, we'll go later to the aloha, you have to put oil that will light for half an hour. If you didn't put oil that will light for half an hour, you're not yoytze. You can't add oil later. Hadlaka yoytze mitzvah. Came the briskerov. Zog the briskerov, when you light outside, right? When you open the box, it's windy outside. If you will leave the box open, the whole half an hour, the candles will go off. So what you do, you light the menorah, and you rush to close the box. Aber adlok is a mitzvah. V'shas the adlok, it's not ready to light for half an hour. For mele, even if you close it later, zog the biskerov, it's a brocha levatole. So if a person wants to light outside, he wants to be yoytze, the shita to light outside, he has a big problem. He's lighting outside, he's opening the box. V'shas the adlok, it's not ready to light for half an hour. So what is the Eitzah? So Biskerov says there's two Eitzahs. Or you make a special menorah that you could open it from the top and go in. Or, what we do, we get a very thin candle. We open it like in a crack. We push in the candle. Like, some people like practice it, like a couple days for Chanukah, until you're mumcha to do it. So it's a whole umnus how to do it. You open like a crack, and you have to push it in. and to make the brocha after it's pushed in. Because if you make the brocha before, you ma'avir him al mitzvahs to go to the right candle. The seventh day. So you need to get to the seventh candle, right? Now the box is not open, the box is closed, only a crack from the side. So you light it, you push it in, and then you make the brocha. It's a real lumnus. To get very thin candles, or special boxes that you have holes in the sides and the bottom that you could come in. But as we mentioned last week, that some people say that because of that, they don't light outside anymore. That above was no wind, and today the wind came. We said that these people all that the world is getting colder. But this is no chashulchan. Said that the world, he said the world is getting cold. Keneged the briskerov, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, and Rabbi Eliashiv, they hold you're allowed to light when the box is open. I will close it later. And it's not done into oil. Oil, if you don't put enough oil for half an hour. So you didn't have enough oil for half an hour. Hadlokah is a mitzvah. Here, it was Rovi. Novos, the wind is coming, soon the wind will be coming. So the wind is coming, I'm going to take away what is coming. I'm not adding oil. I have a candle that could light for half an hour. It's the wind that is about to take it away, and I take away the wind. Chaim Kanievsky brings a raya from Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah says, "Hamadlik b'mokim haruach metzuya, v'kovso, zokukla." Why Mishneh Berurah says v'kovso? Even without v'kovso. Could be, if it's not v'kovso, it's gal emilis l'mafriya that it was rovi. You never know. You never know what happens. You close the box. You'll never know. How you'll know? You close the box and it will never go off. The mice is very interesting. They sell pictures of Gedolim. So they were selling them all a picture of David Soloveitchik lighting. You see Mamish like bending and under the candle, how he's getting there. And there's a picture of Eliashiv standing with an open menorah making a brach like a king. Yeah? David's Mamish, the whole avoided to get under the candle inside. It's Mamish. You can see Mamish avoided schwitzing there trying to push his candle. And Eliashiv is standing straight, the open box. Shakichon's voice on Halik Nashal Chanukah. Now they bring down. The Shmir Shabbos told me to be machmir. They say Reb Shmuel Zalman is brought down in Alicha Shleima, he was maker. Okay. It's brought down in Alicha Shleima, I don't argue. I remember when I was a boy, I was 16 years old, I was learning in Kotere. And before Hanukkah, we went over to Reb Shmuel Zalman, 2 weeks before, every day we spoke on the halachas. So a bocher gave a big eitzah. Instead of doing the box, we'll stand 20 bochim in a circle, we'll light the menorah. Everyone will go on his turn, and then we'll move away. There'll be no wind. When we're light, we'll have the bochum around. So Shmuel Zalman told me it's not good, because when everyone is standing there, no one in the street could see it. So Bimele, you can't see it in Shusar Rabim. The people that walk in the street can't see it. The bochum are blacking the menorah. So the bocher asked, it was myself, I don't remember. So what would be if every person himself that he lights, people can't see it? Every guy himself that he lights, no one could see it. So Shem Zama said they could see from the sides. So I said, no, I'm speaking to a very big person, I told him. So Shem Zama told me, you're not chapping the pshat. A person lights and a car passes through. Ice Benaira? So you have to have a guy holding the cars when you're lighting. What's the pshat? Rav Shmuel Zalman said, the pshat is azeh. When you're lighting, it's roi libnei reshus harabim to pass. For sure, if someone is passing, he's blocking it. When you want to rely on the 20 guys, so you want them to be like a wall. If they're like a wall, then they block for the reshus harabim. If you're using them as meister even, so if punk is there, this is the way to light, that people are stopping in the street. אז זה בשביל מזהר מגזר. So it's interesting, even in Alicha Shleim, it's brought down, B'Shem Talmid, that you're allowed to light outside, B'Shem Hashem Zalman, even though there's a wind, that he's somewhat like a B'liashib. And it's written down, if it's better if he covers it with his body. I don't know who was the Talmid that they brought out, that he heard from a Bachar. I think it's someone that was standing there and didn't hear the whole conversation, and he put it inside. As a Dachzah. Now, is another chumre that the veld does. Some people, when they light the menorah, you know, it happens a lot in Bachar. This is Mamash Alochim again, Moid Moid Lemaise. You start to light, and it starts to jump, you know. Start to jump, and it gets like a hat, you know, like a little. Today, if you buy the ready ones, you don't have this problem. You have different problems, we'll get them in a second. But you know, some people don't know how to make the wick themselves. So they do it and then it starts to light, like it's a ganze hat, a ganze mice. It's like it looks like an old man. It's a whole. You know, you never happened to you? What? No, every time you light, it starts to go off, it starts to go on. So that it starts to slip. So you don't want a menorah to go off, so what do? You pull it up. It's the worstest thing that you could do. Why? Because adlaka is a mitzvah. Could be if you leave it like this in 2 minutes it will blow off. It means that it never had the potential to light. Right? It's going to slip. So you might catch it, that it will not slip. In Moshe, you have a floating wick, yeah? Wick. So we'll see later if you're allowed to use them or not. But as long as you use it, and then you starting, you know, it's losing base, it's about to drown. So you may have to fix it with a match. The base, b'shas to you lighting it, it was not going to light. Because it was not even, you know, you made it too long, too small. So if you fix it, but yeah, so what is the eitzah? To blow it out. And to light it again. But then it's not changing, it's a problem. Could be it would be light for half an hour, and now you're blowing it off, you lost the mitzvah, because it looks like it's a mitzvah.
What can you do?
You lit
the menorah. What? Lit the menorah. What's the problem?
Right. We don't blow out the candles. You lost men. We want to have a menorah, yeah? I was in shock. So you have to be Yishuvadas Golden Boy to decide what to do every time.
Why don't you wait and see what happens?
In half an hour, yeah?
If you lit one.
And first and second, we have to stand. You wait, Lamazog, in 35 minutes. Or 40 minutes, we'll get soon to this man. And then you left 5 minutes for the time, for this man. You wait before the man comes and has the night. Like at Chilul Hamazon, we have to have an hour and a half. The Shir Menorah. We'll see later. Mishabuz Shita. How much oil we have to have? So you wait till then, and then say it.
If it's not the first night, though, you're right. You lost out anyway.
Why?
Because you already lit the Menorah, so you lost your Ma'amar.
You didn't lose the Menorah.
You lit
one, and now you're fixing the other one.
Wait, if the other one goes out.
Okay. So you have the numbers. Now, as another chumre. They have the, so people that don't, some people make the wicks of the menorah themselves. Some people buy ready ones. There's two kinds of ready ones. In the old days, now I think Baruch Hashem, they stopped with them. They had the floating ones, like little ones. Comes like a little cardboard there with a little hole, and you put it inside. What? How it's called?
Floating wicks.
Floating wicks, yeah. I thought maybe they changed the name. So, a lot of people use them. What is the problem? Why? Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said you're allowed to use them. Why all the B'Teira don't use them? Why? The B'Teira never use them. B'Teira, that's it. People that use them are not against the B'Teira. Why? Tell you what. Is that a lochet? Listen carefully. Again, Shlomo Zalman said you're allowed to. Why? Because Shlomo Zalman said this. The Machmir in Taina, you have to put oil for half an hour. Right? Now, when you put this floating wig inside, how much oil it has? For 5 minutes. What happens after 5 minutes? It lands, it falls down, and it lights again. Right? Now I want to ask you, what happens if a person has a menorah, it lights for 5 minutes, wait, it jumps to another cup. After 5 minutes, today you can do it. It jumps to another cup. You're yaitzer or you're not yaitzer? One second, first listen, then ask. First listen, then ask. A person has a menorah, it lights for half an hour. Avada, you're not yaitzer. At Lokos, you have to light in a place that has oil for half an hour, right? Poshet. Now, another half an hour, where you'll find this floating wood? 5 miles down there, bottom of the cup. Lamadon's a big cup. Starts to light here. When you come in half an hour, it's somewhere in the bottom there, right? The floating wing was not there before Bichlal. What happened? The oil is missing, so he landed, right? If you cut it to pictures, what happens? Boom, boom, boom. It falls every time. So it's like you're lighting here, and instead of falling, it will have a spring. It jumps to another cup. You're not Yaitzeh, because you didn't light in the oil for half an hour. Hadlokah is a mitzvah. You have to light with oil for half an hour. You're not lighting in oil for half an hour.
So candles have the same problem.
What?
Candle.
Candle in the same place as the fire going down. Here's not the fire going down.
What?
Fire is not going down.
It's
the fire is not going down. It's changing a place.
The wick is disappearing.
This is lighting. This is the way you burn something. When you have to burn something, you burn it like this. Hey, you're not burning it like this.
The whole month is going down.
The whole matzah is going down, exactly. It's here, and then it's here. Again, Moshe Zalman said, you could look at it like one thing. You could
every
look.
Every time you light every wick, the wick is only Moshech the oil. That's
right.
Saying
this is the way. It's Moshech all of the oil there. Very good.
So this oil over here,
the oil at the bottom will never get to the top. The top will come to the bottom. The oil of the
let's
see how light the wick. It's in a different cup, it's in a different area.
So let's see how light a wick with very little bit of oil and I have a machine that went over.
It's also
you're not
getting
it for sure.
No,
so now when I light a regular wick, it's only the stuff that's
but no, but the pshat it's light, like Moran Shabbos says, if you take oil from the side, you chayv on Shabbos already. It's called Mistafak Min Hashem. Everything is light, it's Aloch and Shabbos. Mistafak Min Hashem.
So
here's a big shaila. What will happen in Shabbos? And the aloha of Mistapak bin Hashem and Chaim Mishu Mechabe. So if you have a big cup and you have a candle, a wig in the middle, the aloha is you're Mistapak bin Hashem and Yechayev. What if you have a floating wig and you take the oil from the bottom? If you be Mistapak bin Hashem, it's a big shaila. And even if you say Yesh Breire, because could be it goes up and down, yeah? Could be that way it was suck. But Lemaisa is changing a place. But the belt of Shem Zalman said you could be making. I'm saying again, why the Frum people don't use it. Chazal never spoke about it. Something new that came up. You have to have a raya. We don't have to be raya that it's also. You have to be raya. We have to. You have to be raya that you can be
a a regular wick goes all the way to the bottom, it doesn't burn.
I get you. Want to explain why it's from
the bottom? Is enough for
if you have, no, listen, I want to tell you. That little is not enough. If that little is enough,
it's only what's equal to the oil that
yes.
equal to the wick like this one.
Yes.
What's underneath is not.
It's not lighting, it's not
there. We have a very
bright pump. That's not that place. That place is not enough.
And regular wick does burn to the bottom?
Yes.
Burns the top, put a metal piece on top.
Goes to the back. Now, there's another reason the Velt is mach. Again, I'm making it clear that Shlomo Zalman Oyarbach said that it's okay. I'm just saying that the machmirim don't use it. Every beginning of mach, every kid 13 years old in Eretz Yisrael knows that the Torah don't use it. What?
Yeah.
I'm saying it's a chumah. The matzah of the shir is first to know the halacha. I'm saying to know the chumah of the matzah, to know the hak. You're the chumahs that go wrong. If you are machmir or not machmir, I'm saying I myself never used them. Never used them.
The length of
the way it doesn't have the shear. First, you'll know what is the shear. Then you will say, you don't know the shear of Chanukah candle. The length of the shear doesn't have 2 hours because if you cheshbon it lasts for 10 hours, it doesn't last for 10 hours. If that little piece has a half an hour, still the bottom has 10 hours. Another reason the machmirim don't use these wigs because they tie it that valat loko is a mitzvah lekatchila you have to light with oil and with psilis tzemer gefen and these things they put wax on it in the beginning So the first minute and a half is wax. Then it lies in the oil. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. You light it with a candle, and then you light it with oil. So it's three eighths. Some people say we're looking at like one hadlaka. Yeah? I'm kidding.
Every single second he's lighting
candle.
So the second minute, this is oil.
this is the terrace that everything is one thing. The other eitzah is some people scribe it off. And the third eitzah is people put oil on top of it. Because they tie it that even in a regular one, it also takes some time till the oil. Lemaise Abshul Mazalman said that it's okay. What? Yeah, if you light before, then sometimes it's hard to light after it. Especially if the little ones, yeah? Yeah? Because I want to explain to you that the nefkimina is the little ones no one uses. Now, Baruch Hashem, they stopped to do them kimat. No one kimat uses them anymore. What they have is that they call it apele, sinorita pele. They have the same size as the little ones, long ones, and they have like bigger metals that hold them. This is more, everyone uses them now. So the mele, you don't have the problem. They don't have the little ones. They have like a longer one. A long metal, looks like a whole thing with like a piece. The bottom, you put it in, and it stands.
You have a problem with wax.
So I said, so there is enough community, you have a problem with the wax. So I said, the wax is a much smaller chumle that is before the machmir, but but if you want to be machmir, it's to dip it. Or if you put it like a couple minutes before, they say it already gets oily. The metzias is the oil goes around, everything is inside the oil gets from the metzias of the oil. But if you mamish put it the second before, it's dry in the beginning. If you put it like half an hour before, you'll see it's already wet. Even there it gets wet. This is the derech ha'ilum. Now, there's another chumre, but this you have to know really how much. We know hadlaka is a mitzvah. If it's a fire, you're not yoytze, right? Medura, you're not yoytze. So now, when you light the candle, it's a medura, because there's two candles there. So, and brera, yeah? But don't stay there extra time. Some people they light and they stay there like for 5 minutes to be sure that it's already catched. So it's avuka. Then they go away. When was that looker exactly? Pshas that looker was avuka. And if you have two candles,
what is pshas that looker?
One second. So I said you have to know what is the pshas that looker, but me had to leave. But if you stay there for a while, what's if you light in the medura and then you separate it to kula amin ad yaitzer. No, so b'shas the adloke, this is the tzura samayza adloke. But if you stay there for a long time, some amachmir that it's called a medura. But again, not to rush to run away because it's the din ashteh shalev es oyla me'aleh. So this chumah you have to know. Now if you run away right away, it's also not good. What? What a lighter? Yeah. What? He lights with a lighter. No, it's not. It's not too psilas. It's not avuka. Not so sure. You could argue that also. No, if it's too psilas, it's a medura. It's no medura. It's only gas and the fire.
Then you have a different problem.
No, not only that. I want to explain to you. When the fire catches, so the fire is only there. But then he's right. So it's lighting with gas. As another chumra of Rebbe Yashiv, that Rebbe Yashiv said it has to be oil that is roi le'achile. Do me the base of Mikdosh. It's a sugi lemais and shemesh and shvis, madlikim boy, ain't madlikim boy, not. The Yerushalmi in Shkolim brings it down, that Oilam Nurna. If you're allowed to lie down, light the menorah and shemesh and shvis, it's not roi le'achile, it's after Zman Abiyu. Lemais it's a chumra be'alme, me'ikar avin avad, it doesn't have to be roi le'achile. The Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to light even b'shumen shel isure achile. Even b'shemen shel basar b'cholav you're allowed to light. The Mishnah Berurah speaks if it's a isur bishul, when you light it. If bishul is only if you cook basar b'cholav or you burn basar b'cholav. But the Mishnah Berurah has a tzad that even you're allowed to light in the shemen that is asur b'anoe, you're allowed to light the Hanukkah candles. Again, Rebbe Yashiv taught that it's not a raya. Avad Hashem and also by achila you're allowed to light. What he meant that is roi. First, the katchila has to be roi leachila. So you're right. He didn't say that it's ma'akev b'diavet. But he said his means when the oil is you can't eat the oil is worse when it's also. Why would I have Shem and Zayis? Because this is what they use in Beis Hamikdash. sometimes they give you these oils, you see on them that they want to sell them cheaper, that it's not roi le'achila. It's not roi le'achila. It says on it, not allowed to eat. You see, in a week they'll start to sell. For half price, you buy the ones and you can't eat them. So Rabbi Yashi says, le'katchila is not doing the Beis HaMikdash. Again, it's a chumre. Shmei Shabbos told me, le'katchila it's mutter in ganza. Remer Shmulevitz told me that you don't have to be choshesh to Rabbi Yashi b'chlal, because even the ones that it says you can't eat, he says you could eat it. He tried, you could eat it. They write on it because they're scared you'll take a whole bottle, then you'll be sick, and then you'll sue them. So they write, you can't eat it. But it's not the pshat that you can't eat it. Like, you know, it has nuts inside. You're right, you have to be careful that it's nuts. So, but it doesn't mean that they're some... Now we'll go to the next thing. Came Rabbi Shemazam and Oyerbach, and he asked the kasha. The halacha is, he kifu psilois, afilu lener echod lo yolsoloi. The Mishnah says, the Gemara says, if you have a keora with candles, and he kifu psilois, afilu lener echod lo yolsoloi. Fakt Rabbi Shemazam and Oyerbach, why? The first one was good, at lo kaisa mitzvah. Then the other ones became a medur. He kifu psilois, afilu lener echod lo yolsoloi, because it becomes like a avuka. All the fires catch up together. Why? Rabbi Elazar Moshe Horowitz asked this discussion in the back in the Gemara. Why afilu l'nerechot l'yosolei? Why? Because it's a medura. But the first one that you lit was not a medura. Had lo kais a mitzvah, be yaitz b'di'evet. So I remember I was doing Kol Torah when Yishev Ketan and Mesifte, Rabbi Elazar Moshe came to speak in Chanukah, he brought down this discussion. And he said, Rabbi Elazar Moshe Horowitz has his discussion back in the Gemara, and he answers that he took like a piece of fire and he lit all of them together. I remember we were young boys, 14, 15. He said, Rabbi Elazar Moshe haya adam gadol, aval tirutz kaze dachuk. Lo nirash ez nachon. Lo nirash ez nachon. Zeh tirutz. One kasha. Second kasha, frek Rav Shlomo Zalman. The Gemara says, Ner Chanukah v'Ner Shabbos, Ner Shabbos odim mishum shlom beise. Light Ner Chanukah, blow it out, and light Ner Shabbos. But the Yevri Yoytze. Kof Sen Zokuk lo. Kof Sen Bemezit, one sheet of holes, but the Yevri Yoytze. Right, it's before Shkiyah, but one sheet of holes, and it's Yoytze. So chot to feed that sheet. Why Ner Chanukah v'Ner Shabbos, Ner Shabbos odim mishum shlom beise? Do Ner Chanukah, blow it out. So Rav Shlomo Zalman was mechadish achidush otzum. That if you light Chanukah candles, al das to blow them out, you're not yetzer. Rav Kamina, he says the Moshe. Some people go to the hotels, they tell everyone to light it down, when everyone finishes, the guy blows it out. Yeah? Baruch Levatole. And the Moshe, he said it in a plane. Today, really, it's dangerous to light a candle on the plane. But in the old days, you could have lit the fire in a plane. But well, after 2 minutes, they would come to tell you to shut it. So you light it, then you shut it. I tried. Shemazam says, Baruch HaLevatol. You keep up psilas, if you're not yosoloi, while you're planning to be making psilas, you're not yaitse even the first one. While you're planning to be making psilas, but mainly you're not yaitse even the first one. The Chanukah and the Shabbos, what are we asking? Light in the Chanukah and blow it out, and light in the Shabbos. If you're planning to blow it out, so but the you're not yet. So Rabbi Zalman said you can't light in a plane. He said if you have to light, light without a brocha. And the same thing in the places that you know the people will blow it out for you. So you can't make a brocha. You can't make a brocha. We'll go by it. A person that is going away for Shabbos. Now again, when he's away for Shabbos, we'll speak later, Mokar Machila, we didn't get yet exactly to the place. We spoke outside, inside. We're exactly in every place we have to get to it. It's Machlekes of Shlomo Zalman, Rebbe Yashiv, and the Chazon Ish. If a person goes away for Shabbos, Me'ikar Adin, Lel Shabbos, he has to light in the place where he's staying for Shabbos. If he eats there, it's the best. What would it be if he's sleeping by one person, eating by another person? We have to get to it. Abalamazan is eating by the same person. So he lights in the place that he's eating and staying. What happens Motzei Shabbos? Shlomo Zalman says if he stays there for a couple hours, he lights there straight Motzei Shabbos. And he stays there, he's with Levi Malka, and then he goes back to the yeshiva. Not Chas V'Shalom to stay there, it's a yeshiva Sunday. But he says to lie there an hour or two and back to yeshiva. Chazanish says if you're planning to sleep in yeshiva Motzei Shabbos, leave right away Motzei Shabbos, come back to yeshiva and light in the yeshiva. Iker Adin, we do like Reb Shlomo Zalman Reuach. We lie there, we stay there, and then we go back to the yeshiva. Ibn Eibrak, everyone goes back to the yeshiva. Chaim Ganievsky says he was living in Petach Tikva, and Shabbos he would come home. He asked the Chazanish where to light. He told him, go back to Petach Tikva and light. He told him, but I have a chavrus of my tata, the stipler. So he says, ask a bocher to be a shliach for you and light your yeshiva. So what a bocher does? A bocher wants to be Yetzi Al Hashitas, right? So when we go away for Shabbos, what we do is we light at the place we are. We stay there for 2 hours. And then we light again in yeshiva when we come back without a bracha, right? Or we ask our roommate to light to be Yetzi the Chazanish. Now, so where we do the bracha? So, Be'ikar Adin, you could serve Reb Shlomo Zalman to light with the bracha where you're staying, to stay there for 2 hours, to eat something, and then to come back. But, and then you light in the dira. When you come back, you can light one tea light. You can ask your roommate that didn't go away for Shabbos, he could light for you. But you're a machmir. You're scared to make a bracha, maybe the chazanish is right. So the machmirim is, they ask the balabos where they're staying to be moitzi them with a bracha. Why to make the bracha yourself? You ask the balabos to be moitzi with a bracha. And b'mele, it's very good. So the balabos is moitzi you with a bracha, and then you're done. This is what the machbirim do. The goal machbirim, it's not enough for them. Why? And the tzadar, you're not chayev now, so he's not moitzi you with a bracha, right? Then when you go back, you're also not doing a bracha. So the ma'aseh, you never made a bracha, right? It's a chiyuv in Chanukah, if you don't make a bracha, to make Birkas Aroye. So maybe you're mechuyuv in Birkas Aroye. So the machmirim, what they do is, they yoytze from the balabais, and they look in the window on a menorah that is light across the street. So b'meile, you have Birkas Aroye. Sometime, two times, that could be, you could yoytze Birkas Aroye al Shem HaOsit, it's very shver belongdus. The balabais is going to light, it could be married to you. And some say that if anyway you're lighting a menorah, because a menorah you will have mimon of shach, you don't have chiyuv birkas aroye. Birkas aroye was only nitkan, a person that doesn't have the menorah. It's not the pshat. If someone didn't make the bracha, he forgot. So now, someone lit the menorah, he forgot to make a bracha. He forgot. He thought that you only make shach alanisim. He forgot. Or you only make shach yon. He didn't know. Now, he comes to the yeshiva. It could be a kamek of Birkas Aroye. Because Aroye was the people that don't have a menorah. Chazal wanted them to be a shutef in the mitzvah of Chanukah. They gave him Birkas Aroye. So I'm saying, this chumra is not such a shtark chumra. Now, Reb Eliashiv came and brought down a Pri Chodesh. The Pri Chodesh says, in Hilchos Chanukah, if someone goes away for all the days of Chanukah, he doesn't have to light the menorah in his house. Because everyone knows that he went away for Chanukah. Im hoylech ibn beisoy l'shmoynas yemei ha-chanukah, ein tzorich lehadik bebeisoy. Ki kulam yoidim shoholach lekol shmoynas yemei ha-chanukah. So Reb Eliashiv, it's mashma that if he goes for a day or two, he has to light in his house even when he's not there. So mele, Reb Eliashiv tainet, that when you leave, you mechuyev, even if you leave your house, you mechuyev to have a menorah there. So I remember in Ponovich, when I was a bochum, then the tchumah went in very stark. So everyone went away for Shabbos. But everyone had a guy going around all the deers and lighting everyone. And every time, Shabbos Chanukah was a fire, yeah? Because, you know, fire. So lemaise, it's a tchumah that was not niskabel. And even if it's niskabel, if one guy is left in the dira and he lights, it's enough. Because it's not a real chiyuv menorah. It's only v'pnei aroye. It's not a real chiyuv. Especially today, Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that when he went away, the Chaznish didn't tell him that in the yeshiva he had to have a minoyah. But some say maybe because Reb Chaim Kanievsky went back home to his own home. So there is no gzeir. They tell him that today is no gzeir. Lemaisa, the Welt is very making in it. The Welt is not machmer the schumer bichlal. Avad, if someone is staying in the dira. Now, I want to go into another Indian. It's a very shvera Indian. I was never mevared so much. This year, I a little bit tried to learn this Indian a bit better. When is the time to light a menorah? It's one of the hardest things. This whole chiyuv of adlokas neiras chanukah, when and how, is one of the hardest things that I think in halacha. Especially when you have a lot of bochrim. In the old days, you tell people, do what your father did. Here you can't tell the bochrim, you tell the bochrim, do what my father did. He lit me when he came back from work. Yeah, so he doesn't have a father. He doesn't have a father. So he has to know when to light. So it's like this. I would try to be masbir. It's a double, I'm saying again, I checked a lot. It's a double she'enoi bohu. We'll try to learn the Indian together. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara in Shabbos. Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Tonu Rabbono, Verominu, Mitzvoso Mishetishka Achamo Ad Shetichle Regel Min Ashuk. My love, Divkov Sohoda Madlik, Lo, Lo, Diloy Adlik Madlik. The Chiyuv Adlok is Mishetishka Achamo Ad Shetichle Regel Min Ashuk. In a mil Shiurim. The Shiur of the oil that you have to put is Mishetishka Achamo Ad Shetichle Regel Min Ashuk. So this Gemara is a very shvera Gemara. The Gemara was asking if Kofso Zokuklo or Kofso Eino Zokuklo. Zok the Gemara, Toshma, Mitzvosu Mishetishka Achamo Ad Shetichle Regel Min Ashuk. The Gemara understands means that if it goes off, you have to put it back. Well, no, you're not mechuyev to put it back. So what is the Pshat Mitzvosu Mishetishka Achamo Ad Shetichle Regel Min Ashuk? The Pshat is the Eloi Adlik Madlik. You have to light. Till then is the time to light. Inami, this is the shiur. So Tesis learns like this. If you the first pshat, the time to light is till Shetich L'Regel Min Ashuk. The Inami learns, the time to light is the whole night. This amount of oil is the amount from Shetish Kachama, Shetich L'Regel Min Ashuk. So if the first sheet is Zog the Teisves, you have to be makpi to light early. Because if you light late, you lost the chance. But maybe we're passing like the second Teretz. You could light the whole night. There's only a shield of oil to put inside. Then Teis brings down from Rapeiras, that could be that this man has said that we light inside, you anyway could light the whole night. As is Zog Teisves. So again, if the first Teretz Teisves says, you can light up Shetich L'Regel Min Ashuk. If the second Teretz Zog Teisves, if the Gemara, you could light the whole night, we don't know how we paskin. So we made a Teisves says, the B'Siyasiv says, if you forgot and you didn't manage to light after the Teisves Kechovim, when Tich L'Regel Min Ashuk, numbers that it's half an hour, so you light without a bracha. Because maybe the other Teretz is good. As man has said, that we light inside, ain't lochmsh. The hacker is the Lebnei Abbas. This Gemara is a very shvera Gemara. How the Gemara taught in the beginning? Kofso ein zokuklo. Aber ze braise mitzvoso mishetishka achamo al shetich l'regel min ashuk. So Gemara is asking Kakash, what is the pshat? So Gemara, the Eloi adlik madlik, till then you're allowed to light. How much oil you have to put in? Chveis nisht. Inami, This is the amount. For the first talent, it's not of the amount of the oil. So now, let me get that. The Shulchan Aruch comes and he paskens. The time to light is Tzeisa Kichov. So the Shulchan Aruch. Tov Reisha in Beis. אין מליקים נחנקה קוינים שתישקה החמו אלו עם סויף שקיוסו חופץ חיים היינו צייסה כחובי דר כמי שבשם קולבוי חניס כמגרו בביורוי ומחיר בנערה שהיו אמרו מה יודע מסק על יזו לא עם מאחרים ולא עם מקדימים שאוהם שימותורות שוכח אוי היזיד ולא הידליק עם שקיע סחמו מדליק ואוי לך עד שתיך לרגל מן השוק שהוא כמו יחוץ אישו שעוז הום עוברים ושובים ואיקי פרסום מניסה הילקר צורך ליטל בשמן כזה השיר סוף מצווה סוף משתיש כאחמו עד שתיך לרגל מן השוק שוכח אוי היזיד ולא הידליק עם שקיע סחמו מדליק ואוי לך עד שתיך לרגל מן השוק then The Mechaber finishes. ומי הוא אנה מילה לכתחילה? אבל אם עובר זה הזמן ולא הידליק, מדליק ואוי לך כל הלילה. אז בסקנד תרץ ובדה גמורה. רמו says, שבזמן הזה שמדליקים בפנים, אין צורך להיזור להדליק כהם שתיך לרגל מן השוק. ומכל מקרים, טוב להיזור גם בזמן הזה. טוב להיזור גם בזמן הזה. So when you light the menorah, the time to light is Tzeis HaKichovim. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in the Biur Haloche the Minhag HaGro and the Minhag HaPrushim in Eretz Yisrael was to light in Shkia. Why? The Rambam says, "Mitzvoso mitchila sashkiyo ad shetich laregel min hashuk." So, let me talk, and I want to explain it in numbers. Today, shkiyah is 440. Before the Rambam, meduyek that the mitzvah is mitchila sashkiyo. So, you have a half an hour or a little bit more. Or lashon Rambam is v'shiuroi kemoi chotisho oyoyzer. So if the time is from 4:40, the Rambam says, "V'shiure kichatzi sho o yoisa." So if you light by night, l'fi the Rambam you lost your chance. L'fi the Rambam the zman is mishki esachamo, ad shetich l'regel min hashuk. Bo nestich l'regel min hashuk a half an hour or a little bit more. So the Rambam is talking 40 minutes. You go and you light after Ma'ariv. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, lefi the Rambam, you lost the time. Roch levatole. B'meile, what to do, zog the Mishnah Berurah, al pi the Goel. You light in Shkia. Put oil enough for half an hour after Tzeis. And if you might have been to Tam, put oil for an hour and a half. Meli iman of Shach Yoyitze. Lefi the Rambam Yoyitze. And if this man is Tzeis HaKichovim, Arei B'dieved, him idlik miplag HaMincha Yotzo. This is the eighth of the Mishnah Berurah al Pidei Goel. So in Minhag Yerushalayim, all of the Prushim in Yerushalayim, and it's called the Litvash Minhag in Yerushalayim, you light in Shkia. You light in Shkia. This was the Minhag in Yerushalayim. And the reason the main Minhag is in Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim taken the Litten outside, so they really had to be Makpid on it. The Chassidim in the Moshu, there was Seimech and the Ramo, that Bezman HaZeh Shemadlikim Bifnim, you could light, you could chile kol alayla. They take a light inside anyways. So b'meila, they were not choshish even to this shita. When you light outside, you really have to be choshish to the Rambam. If you light inside, you could rely on the Rambam. So these are be'esem two zmanim. There's a zman of shkia, and there's a zman of tzeis HaKichov. Tzeis HaKichov is the loshon HaMechaber. Goen and Rambam, Shkia Chofetz Chaim, the God of the Ador, the Chofetz Chaim, Biur Halacha says that Biur Halacha to light in Shkia and to put enough oil. He says, and if you, it says, Mishabur, this he says in the Biur Halacha. Mishabur says, if you plan to have a Meir with Zesek Echovim, so for sure light earlier. If you don't have a daven Meir with Zesek Echovim, you normally daven late, so you don't have a problem with Tadir. So then, if you want, you can light Zesek Echovim. But if you plan to have a Meir, the Meir is the Fidah Ramam, it's a Brocha Levatolim. So Meile, you're right, the Ramos says that this man has that you could be making. So Meile, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Fide Ramo bezman hazeh, you could be maker. So, the Mishnah Berurah says like this, without the Ramo, she bezman hazeh yesh lehokel, Ramo himself says, the katchila to be makbid on it. So, this is the Chofetz Chaim's Mahalach. The Zman is Shkia, 40 minutes oil, put 40 minutes oil for after Tzesek Echobi Mosul, it's like an hour and a half, and then you're done. Especially if you're a bocher that decided to take out the chumah of a b'liyashiv to light outside, so then you don't have any more than Rambo, that b'zman hazeh yesh lo'okel. If you're in a window, so it could be b'zman hazeh yesh lo'okel, could be yes, could be not. But if you're holding the first shiur of last week, that we are lighting for the outside, so then the chumah becomes a real chumah. What the Rambo said, b'yu b'zman hazeh yesh madlikim b'fnim, doesn't make a difference, it's the taste is bad, Sam. It's not again anymore, because we went back to light outside. Say. Like the Rambam and like the Goen. Came the Chazanish and said to light 20 minutes after Shkia. Came Reb Moshe Feinstein, Chelek Dalet, Shuv Samach Beis, Ois Vov, said to light 10 minutes after Shkia. Why? Chazanish said like this. I want to be able to eat all of the shittas. Soon we'll get to the chumras, but first the pshat. Chazanish said like this. If you light in Shkia, could be it's early. You light 20 minutes after Shkia. Lefi most shittas, it's already Tzesek Echovim. So lefi the Geoinim, right? Most shittas hold after 18 minutes, it's already Nacht. So b'meile, you're lighting lefi like the Mekayim HaShulchan Aruch. Lefi the Rambam, you're in the first half an hour. Ari the Rambam says that till Kol Sorega Min Hashuk, you're allowed to make the bracha. So you can make the bracha, Lefi the Rambam. Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, you're right, there's a halacha, you're not allowed to light before. Who said halacha, you're not allowed to light before? The Rambam. Because before Shkia is day. About 20 minutes is very dark. So Rabbeinu Tam never said that you're not allowed to light before this man. Only the Rambam brings down Melo Yagdim. Because the Rambam, Bemele, you yitze ala shittas. And Reb Moshe was the same thing. Reb Moshe had a cheshbon in America that after 10 and a half minutes in a shkia in America, lefi de ga'onim, it's ready nacht. There's a whole cheshbon. So Bemele, he said, I want to be yitze tzesek echovim. So this was their yitze. Now here I want to explain to you something below this that is a very hard thing. The halacha is like this. A person has to light, again, soon I will come to the chumras of the poskim. You have to put oil for half an hour in the candle. Yeah, a little bit more, let me show you. The Rambam says like this. You light in Shkia, you have to have oil for half an hour. What would it be if you light 15 minutes after Shkia? How much oil you have to put inside? How much? 15 minutes. What would it be if you light after 2 hours? So then we're going to warm, you have to put in for half an hour. If you light before Shkia, half an hour. So then we're going to warm, if you're 50 minutes after Shkia, only 50 minutes are left. If you do it late by night, you have to do a half an hour. Second Tebetz. So that's find the poison, they don't understand what's going on here. You tell me to light in Shkia. Why? Because the first sheet is still to light in Shkia. How much oil? Till Tichle Regem in Ashuk. I light halfway, Zogdom Magnavrom, you put oil for half a time. Then, I'm late by night, before the Ramoda Bizman Hazeh, even the Mechaber, you light late by night, you do Lefi the second third of the Gemara, you put for half an hour. So all the Poiskim of Miskasha, what is going on? And the Lomdim, they say, the Pshat Hazeh, is a Shiur Ad Shetichle Regem in Ashuk. When you're lighting outside in the beginning, the Shiur is Ad Shetichle. You come late, achatichle. Then, if you're lighting in the house, there's anyway no achatichle regem in a shuk. So then it's the shir of half an hour. Bizman hazeh, that could be we lighting inside the whole time. So if you light even 15 minutes later, you have to put in a half an hour, because could be you're doing it midin inside, not midin outside. So now the shaila is like this. The Rambam says you have to light, the fishit as a Rambam, you can light later. The Rambam doesn't pass in the option of lighting later. So if you light from Shkia, you put oil for half an hour. If you light it 15 minutes later, you put only half of the oil. You're allowed to light 15 minutes later, you have to be marked with the light on time. The Rambam says you have to. Say how much you have to. The Chazdish came, he said, light 20 minutes later. You have everyone. You have the Rambam because you're inside a half an hour. You have the Geoinim because it says Sekechovim. You have Rabbi Nutan because you're before the time. Oh, but if you're the Rambam, I'm missing a half of the time. Loshen HaTesfes. Tzorich li mitzvoso mishri tishka achama ad tzei Sekechovim. The first terence. עד שתיך לראים לשוס. לפי חוק צורך להיזוהר ולהניק בלילה מיד שלא יאחר יויסר מדי. לא שלא יאחר יויסר מדי. You have a half an hour, the Avnei Nezer says that if you come a minute late, you lost a minute of the mitzvah. If you came 5 minutes late, you lost 5 minutes of the mitzvah. כאילו, לכו לפי הרמב״ם, you have to manage to stand with a watch. Shkia. Even in my Sarab of the Goan state, how you makpid lahadik b'shkia. Koidem alaylo, koidem alaylo. Abid will be before the laylo. Yeah, before shetich l'regem in ashuk. So the Chazanish and all of them said, I want to be yoytze ala shittas. What's the Moshe Feinstein? Light 10 minutes after shkia, and you will chap everyone. You'll chap the Ramba because you're inside a half an hour. You'll chap the Goanim. But if the Rambam needs that half an hour, you sliced off from that half an hour. That the Nezer says you don't have. You can make a bracha. So they learn Mistam and Pshat is like this. You're right that maybe if the Rambam I sliced off a little bit from the bracha for the mitzvah. But the Maaseh the Rambam says shochach hoheizid velo hidlik madlik with a bracha till tichle regel min hashuk. They let you to do it. So a bit of bracha could be nitaken. If you're doing it after the half an hour, lefi the Rambam you're not yoytze. But if you're doing it in the half an hour, so lefi the Rambam you're yoytze. So from this came the Chazanish and the Reb Moshe to try to get all of the shittas together. To try to get all the shittas together. Now I want to be masbir. The people that light inside. Lechaure, we'll start with the people that light inside. The goal is that Achenu Bnei Galusa, they light inside. How much oil they have to put in? So the Mishnah Berurah gives them to put oil at Shetich L'Rege Min Ashuk. How much is it? A little bit more from a half an hour, like 40 minutes oil. The Darkei Moshe bought a shita that they could put oil for 2 minutes. And the house anyway is no achatich l'regem in ashuk today. The shiur of the Gemara was for people that are lighting outside. Inside, there's no shiur. The Ramos says, no. They gave a shiur, it doesn't change. Say that. We'll get back to it. So that's what everyone does. Now, the Briskerov came and said, okay, we light outside. Right? We light outside. Oh, inside the window, let me show you. Rabbi Shapai also says that you have to light outside. Yeah, we can't light inside. Today, Tich L'Regim and Ashuk changed. So how long you have to put oil in? So, the Poskim say, Chazal gave a shiur, they gave a shiur. First, this is the second Teretz. The Shaila wore the first Teretz. The first Teretz said, so the first Teretz, Bichlal Ad Mashma Zadin Shiur. It's Mashma, it's a Zman Adlok. Briskerov was medayek in the Rambam. Chotz yisho oy yoyser. What is oy yoyser? So Mishnah Berurah says it means a little bit more. 5-10 minutes. Like I call it 40 minutes the whole time. Briskerov says no. The Rambam means that if tich l'regem and ashuk will be later, you have to add. So Briskerov lived in Rechov Press. Now they have that big building with the Meisarov, the Badatz there. Abbas Avichail. They had a big cinema there, movies. So the last movie was 11:30 by night. The Skirobas might be that his candles will be lit until 12 o'clock. Shetich l'regim l'ashuk when they come back from the last movie. Shabazam l'alicha shleim apaskas that today you have to have the oil at least till 7 o'clock. He himself was makbid till 11 o'clock. Because, as I stated in Ritva, the Ritva says it changes with every generation. But it's a chumre for the Biskerover of Shlomo Zalman. But it's right to do that. Most Paiskim hold. So the Moker is Ritva Hadoshim. The Kol Dovedo. Now, the Maise, the Ritva says, so Shlomo Zalman, I remember Shlomo Zalman told me like around 7-ish, the stores closed in 7-ish. In America, I think they closed earlier, 5-ish. The Loshna Ritva is when the stores close. You write that Tikhle Mosh. The problem is in Yeshiva here near the mirror, yeah? There's never Tikhle Regem in a Shuk. So you write that Chana gets quieter, but, yeah? But Mistame doesn't make a difference. Miskarov was Choshesh. People came back from the movie. Chazal made the ghetto. When people go back from the stores, this is the night. People go back already. So he himself told us like around 7. I saw in the Alicha Shloima, on top it says that you have to do it longer. They say 11 o'clock. And once his Talmidim, he set up, it's around 2 hours. 2 hours was around like, to add another 2 hours, if you add in 5 o'clock to 7, this is what I remember, he told us 7. The whole time he spoke about the 7. It could be then the store is closed. So again, as an Indian to have oil, Me'ikar Adin, it's enough to have 40 minutes. The Ma'is, if you light in Shkir, the Mishnebu himself says to have an hour and a half, to be choishes to the Tzeis HaKichovim is the time, and a half an hour and 40 minutes after the Tzeis HaKichovim. And whether it's 18 minutes or it's 45 minutes, if you choishes to Rabbeinu Tam, it's 45 minutes after Rabbeinu Tam. So, l'katchila, this is the amount of oil to put. Roy, to put oil that could light longer. But it's a chumre, the Beskerov had a chumre, Shabazam and Erev, that means the chumre. Now, what happens when you go into the house? So, the pashas we said in the house, it's a shiur. So, the shaila is if the shiur changes outside, it changes inside also. Bizman Chazal, outside was 45 minutes. Today, outside is much later. So, people that are inside have to do it much more or not. So they bring us a shilta giboyim or something that said that you have to have it the whole night. But because people, he says, caused by people are awake in the house. But the lomdim say like this, a very lomdish svar. In the house, be'etzem, tich l'regem in a shuk is after a minute. Why? Everyone saw it already. And the street is not for the same guy that is dreitzich back and forth. It's for people that are passing, that they will see him in the area. Everyone saw in the house, so. So it doesn't go off less than a half an hour. But in the house, it's not that people are there much more. The ma'aseh is niskabel that it's not less. So here is the shaila lema'aseh, it's roi lehachmir, bochim that live in a bunker, and they live and they're lighting in the bunker. Now we speak on good bochim, bad bochim are not here anyways now. The good bochim, they light, and after 5 minutes, they go back to Beis Medrash. Is no one left in the bunker? They allowed to blow out the candles when they leave or not? It's a big shayla. It's a shayla from fire. So again, if they're not allowed to and they're planning to do it, they're not yetzer afilu b'diavad. Because we said from Shmuzan, if you're planning to blow it out, you're not yetzer b'diavad. You can't say, listen, you know what? I would blow it out. Nobody have it anyway if I was yetzer. No, and the time that you're planning, you're doing Shmuzan, you're not yetzer. You allowed to blow it out or not? Zog the Poiski, no. Why some rabbanim will tell you yes? They say, "Ad shetich l'regem in hashuk, kol sorag min hashuk." No one is in the dira. For who is it? The same thing. We have the arguments every year. Choshev shuls. I don't want to say the names. They light in the shul, and then after Maariv, they close the shul. Yeah. So the guy goes and he blows out the menorah. Yeah. Shabu says in shul also you have to put the same amount of oil. The guy who blows it out, no one is left in shul. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. Again, they want to say, here calls the regimen a shuk earlier. Pashtas avadeh doesn't change. Parshas Avada doesn't change. So if we're misakim this chalek that we are isakim. So the halacha is like this. If you want the misakim, it's two minhagim. And Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is to light. In Yerushalayim, the minhag was to light in Shkia, and Bnei Brak al Picha Zanish, like 20 minutes after Shkia. If you're lighting in Shkia, Yesha Malismach, Mishnebura, Biu Aloche, he holds that as the Iker Adin. For sure not to light exactly in Shkia, but a couple minutes after Shkia, that it's for sure Nach. Again, you have to have oil for at least half an hour after Tzesek Echoy, because there's Okne Mishnebura. If you want to, you don't have a minig, you could lekatchil a semech and Rav Moshe to light 10 minutes after Shkia, and the Chazanish to light 20 minutes after Shkia, and again, you yoytze al shittas. I will say, if you're lighting outside, you could lekatchil do like Mishnebura, lekatchil you could do like Rav Moshe and the Chazanish. If you're lighting inside the house, in a window or something, then if not that you're minig Yerushalayim, like at Chila you could say mechad hachazanish and Ramo Yishe Mamesh, because then the Etzim you have the Ramo Halamol, she bezman hazeh, could be anyways no in it light outside, so it's better to be yoytze the other shittas, from yoytze the Ramba, and the din of the Shulchan Aruch is to light it later. For sure someone that is lighting in a place that no one could see outside, like the Chassidim, they for sure did not have to be makbid and the Biur Halacha, and they could light later. This is the reason mitzvah the chassidim alamol they light when they want. But by us, because we light for the bnei Yerushalayim Sarabim, we have to try to chap. Side the window, side if it's outside, we have to chap. For us, it's the inyan lekatchile to be choishesh to put enough oil. At least, like I said, 45 minutes, hour and a half. Lekatchile Reb Shlomo Zalman. How much you could, there's an Indian like a tchila. People were lighting inside. Mamish is no Indian. Even if you say that you're not coming out to be machmir, this new chumra that I said from Reb Shlomo Zalman and the Biskerov. But the nafkamina to know what it is, some people after 45 minutes, they light late, they light 10 o'clock by night. They say to themselves, stop the light. It's really 45 minutes, I could shut it. Is an Indian. I want to ask you two zaks. Now, one more aloch, and then I want to ask you a shayla that I don't have an answer. So I said, Moshe, the bochur is going away for Shabbos. I said, when he comes back, the katchili lights another candle. First, he has to know it's enough to light a tea light when you come back. Don't have to light the whole menorah. And also, if you came back late, don't light downstairs. It's called zorek in a shuk. You only could light upstairs in your dir. To make it clear, Moshe, the bochur went away to Tzfas. He comes back, Motzei Shabbos, 2 o'clock, yeah? So he wants to be light, to be yoytze the chazanish, to light also in his dira. Don't light outside of yeshiva. Kol sarekem in hashuk. It's nothing. Downstairs is nothing. And maybe the first tenets, the second tenets of Tzfas could be yoytze. But then, the Iker Adin is, if you want to be machmir, is to light inside.
If you light Rabbeinu Tam, it's also better to light inside?
What?
If you light Rabbeinu Tam, it's better to light inside?
It's hard to say that. But I will not push to light outside. Because the Fidim Mishnebura, the Maisel Shulchan Aruch says, you light outside. Fidim Mishnebura, the Fidim Rambam, it's really a brocha lebatolet. Especially if you really don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam. You just machmir Rabbeinu Tam. I'll give you an example. I said in my house, right, I don't know where to light. So I light in two places. Well, I said, most people in this world do that, yeah? They light one downstairs and one in the window. I said, I do the bracha downstairs, I run upstairs, and I light upstairs, right? I don't talk, I say, Neres Halalu upstairs, but the voice too. There's one time that I don't do it, Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, I light upstairs, and then I go downstairs. Because Motzei Shabbos, I light after Rabbeinu Tam, we'll get to it. It's machlek, it's what to do. It was obvious to light earlier, but I light after Rabbeinu Tam. So, I'm choishesh could be, the halacha is not like Rabbeinu Tam. So it could be I lost the time already. If I lost the time, so upstairs I'm for sure yoytze. During the week I'm scared. So Mot Shabbos, I light upstairs, make the bracha upstairs, and then I go downstairs. You can't say that because Lemaisa the Aloch is that the Shechonoch says you light Sikhov, you light outside. Dina the Gemara, you lit outside also Mot Shabbos. But I'm saying if it's late Mot Shabbos, Habilutam, until you come back from Shul, you know how it goes sometimes. And you're ready, after the first Mitzvah Shabbos, you're ready half an hour after the first Mitzvah Shabbos, don't light outside. Because then could be you already lost the chance to feed the Rambam. It's already after the time. This is the reason they say that in Yerushalayim, that was no Habilutam, because the Zmanim here were different. So everyone lit in outside, and they were talking Makbid and the Rambam, and they were lighting in Shkir. Chutz La'aretz, people were lighting inside, and people were not makbid on the zmanim, and they lit late. But you can't come and say, yeah, in our house we light when we want, and then he goes outside here and he lights you outside 9 o'clock. That for sure doesn't work. Now, you know, Chsin Shabbachar, that is not makbid to light in zmanim, this is his minig, it's gizun terayt. But he can't take the chumah of last year to light outside. He's lighting after the zman. You can't catch it from both sides. The heterim after this man are giboy, that is a big shiloh what to do. The Ramos says, Bezman hazeh, it doesn't make a difference, because we're lighting inside. So by then, finish. So the light later, yoitza alashitas. Why to start the light early, to go into sfeik as Rambam, not Rambam? We light later and finish. But if they would have to light outside, could be the hachroya would be to do like the Rambam. So you come to Eretz Yisrael, you take chutz la'aretz dikin minhag. So if it's in the half an hour of the Rambam, but if it's after the half an hour of the Rambam, it's not so poshut. Just I want to ask you one shayla. It's brought down, and I can't find the answer on this. Lefi the Rambam, the halacha is that you light a half an hour from Shkia, you put oil for half an hour, 40 minutes. This is the time. You can't do it later. Even Bizman HaZeh, even Shlei Bizman HaZeh. This is Shitas HaRambam. You only could light outside. This is Shita Saramba. These are the Zmanim. You don't have different Zmanim. If you're the Rambam, you don't have different Zmanim. We said if someone comes a half an hour and 20 minutes late, he only has to put oil for 10 minutes, right? So I want to ask you a shayla. The halacha is if a person has oil only for one day or for 2 days, it's different halacha is what to do. Why we don't tell him light every day 30 minutes into this man, and you only light for 10 minutes, Lefi the Rambam. A person has oil for one day, why he lights for the whole half an hour? The Chazanish says you can start 20 minutes late. So if you can start 20 minutes late, start 20 minutes late, and the Yavidah yaits it. So is the Indian to have the whole half an hour? So you have to, yeah. So it's the Leker Chazanish, the Leker Moshe Feinstein, that you could start a bit later. So that is not so close. Lemaisa, we'll stop here. It's really.
Well, if you hold literally the lights outside,